G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 100 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. We got to 100. It's been a little while since I did the 99th episode, but we're here, got to 100, and this episode is called Two Critical Selection Prep Exercises. And in this episode, it's a little bit different because at the end, I'm going to ask you what your two most critical exercises that you think or you believe you need to do to prepare for selection. Now, why I want to do this episode is because one of my good mates, Clancy Roberts, X2 Commando, and runs Wayfinder Field Skills, where he runs navigation courses, but he posted in my Indefatigable group. And his question was, if you could only do two exercises or activities to prepare for selection, what would you choose and why? And man, when I read that, I was like, fuck, what actually would they be? And I thought about this for ages. If you could only do two exercises, or you were limited to two exercise only for selection prep, what would they be? And man, I thought that was a tricky question, because automatically you're probably thinking running and pack marching, and definitely pack marching, okay? My answer was actually those two. For personal reasons, you know, running hasn't always been my strong suit, so I'd definitely put in running, but you definitely need pack marching, right? You definitely need to be able to carry heavy packs for long periods of time, and you really can't sort of condition yourself to that without actually doing it. So if that was number one, what would be the other one? And for me, it would be running, and coincidentally, those are the first two that you're being tested on selection, okay? So you got to do your 3.2K run and you got to do 20 clicker. Otherwise, that's it. You're not moving on from selection. So that would definitely be my two, and that's what I put in there. And then I thought, okay, if you're not going to put those two in there, what else would you go with then? And really, this was a really tricky part too, or trying to think of an answer to this one. And I would have to go with a strength activity, such as I was thinking, you know, if I cheated a little bit and went with body blasters, which is a burpee into a chin-up into hanging leg raise, okay? So it's got a three exercises in one. But if you had to narrow it down, I'd probably say burpees, even weighted burpees, as an activity. But then you could even look at like a clean and press with an Olympic bar, because that would be good for overall strength and probably injury prevention as well. And so that's what I sort of came up with. And then I threw it back to Clancy. I said, what was his answer? Because he actually didn't provide an answer initially. And his answer was he would definitely do some kind of load carrying activity, and then he would, you know, vary those or that activity with different elements. So time, load, distance, speed, carrying different things, dress and equipment, that kind of thing. And he said he would go with running as well. And again, cheating the answer a little bit, he would change the variables like speed, distance, dress, equipment, etc. And his point was that load carries will go a long way in regards to building strength and strength endurance and core stability, which is obviously crucial for selection. Because one of the points people, I think, don't quite fully understand is that you need to develop that endurance for selection to prevent injury. A lot of dudes will get injured on selection. They are fit enough, they're tough enough, but they get ground down throughout selection because maybe they haven't done all the pack marching or all the load carrying activities that they should have, or the prehab exercises, etc. for selection, and they get injured. So definitely, that was one of his points, is some kind of load carry activity and varying those different variations, I suppose. And obviously running, because you do a lot of running on selection. And then he went on to say it would be hard to cut down to two exercises. It'd be too reductionist for selection. And that's probably true, but it's such an interesting question. Now, why it's interesting is that, yes, you can't cut it down to two activities, all right? But what it does pose is, if you wanted to minimize your training for selection, or rather not minimize, but really hone in your training for selection, take a look at the training program, take a look at your training program, And what are you doing that is possibly over the top? Is there things that you're training up for selection that you don't need to be doing? Is there anything that you could cut out? What do you need to increase maybe? What aren't you doing that might be or might help in regards to your selection prep? So what I want to do, I'm going to ask you the question, right? If you could only pick two exercises, what would they be? And this might be a personal opinion. I know a lot of people are going to say pack marching and probably running. If it's not those two though, all right, let's assume that you're going to do pack marching and running. What other two exercises would you include? Now, I think this is really going to be interesting and that's going to come down to a personal preference. All right, so what are you lacking? What are you really good at that you might be able to cut down on? For example, personally, I wouldn't need to do a whole lot of swimming. Maybe I don't. I probably wouldn't need to do any swimming just because I did so much as a kid and I've got that muscle memory. I've got that mitochondria in the muscle. I'm conditioned to swimming and I can just jump in the pool and do a couple of Ks, no problem. So I would probably not do swimming. I'd probably cut that out and concentrate on something else. But what about you? What's specific to you that you definitely need to include? And looking at your training program, what do you think you could cut out? And it's just an interesting question. I want you to email me, okay? Or if you're listening on YouTube here, watching YouTube, post it in the comment section, okay? What two exercises outside of running and pack marching, because that's a given, would you do? And I think there's going to be some pretty interesting answers and I want to hear them. So post your comments or you can email me, reese@operatoredge.com, and let me know what you think. That's it for this quick episode, the 100th episode. I just want to thank everyone for listening. I like doing these podcasts. It's been a great journey. I've learned a lot and I get some really great questions and a lot of great feedback for it. So thank you everyone who is or has been listening over the years and provide feedback and asked and email through any questions and continue to do so. If you need any help preparing for selection, make sure you reach out. Again, my email, reese@operatoredge.com. Post in the comment section on YouTube, or you can hit me up on Instagram, reese_dowdham. That's it for this episode. Get back to me with your two exercises, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.